the positives and pitfalls of a perfectionist. Living life as a perfectionist is one of the most difficult things for productivity. The reason being is because as a perfectionist, we tend to want everything to align correctly before we take action. But why is this? Why don't we just take action? Because a lot of the time we go into our everyday wanting to look the best, wanting to look like we are perfect, but no one is. No idea is perfect, no business is perfect, nobody is perfect. So why do we seek perfection? Why? What we will be doing in this podcast episode is exploring the positives and pitfalls of a perfectionist. We will dive deep into figuring out whether it is time for you to take action or whether you need to continue to do your research and continue to prepare as a perfectionist does. You see, what I found with myself through my experience of being a perfectionist is that I can come up with a platter of ideas that will benefit the world, that will benefit myself, my family, those I love, that will bring that will transform my income, that will transform my body. However, the inner perfectionist within robs me the opportunity to be wrong, because I don't want to look like I'm wrong. I don't want to feel like I'm wrong. I don't want to experience failure, you know, but a fear of failure will give you paralysis by analysis. Now, the reason why I have started this podcast like this, I have a microphone at home. I bought a complete setup just to do this podcast. But I'm doing it through my AirPods whilst I'm on my way home from Muay Thai. Why? Because the inner perfectionist tells me to be perfect. It's telling me to wait until I get home. Wait until you've done your research. Wait until you've got your notes in front of you. Wait until you're comfortable. Wait until there's no one around you walking past you in the street. No buses distracting you. No cars distracting you. But that is not going to allow me to get the first step, because I am seeking perfection. As I am seeking perfection through my fear of failure, through my fear of lack of quality, because I want to produce the highest quality content that Spotify and every other podcast platform has ever seen before, it prevents me from making those mistakes. And when you deprive yourself of making mistakes and experiencing failure, you're depriving yourself of opportunity. Now, what opportunity is this? It is the opportunity to learn, to develop the skills that you don't have, to refine the skills that you do have, but you could make better. For example, my speaking skills could be a lot more better. My ability to articulate could be a lot more better. My public speaking could be a lot more better. That's why I'm walking through the streets right now, walking and talking, passing pedestrians, because I always like to be discreet. But what good would that do me if I can't speak loud and proud about what I am, about what I have to offer the universe? I have a message to give. I have skills to give. I have myself to give to the world. Why am I afraid to express that in a way that will benefit me along the journey alongside benefiting other people? This is why I am doing this podcast in an imperfect manner for my first episode. This is my first recording of this podcast. And the reason why I wanted it to be imperfect is to lead by example, to show you that you do not need to be perfect your first time, because you won't be perfect your first time. The first time, you will make mistakes. There will be things that you need to learn, but the only way you can truly learn it, besides having a mentor and observing other people, is through experience. And if you don't allow yourself to have that first experience, you will never be the best. Never. So whatever you want to do, whatever you're planning to do, go out there. Yes, you can plan. Yes, you can do your research. Yes, you can get the best equipment or make sure that you have the top quality team around you. But the most important thing to do is to take that first step. Because if you're not embarking along the process, if you're not taking those steps on a day-to-day basis, you will never reach your destination. No matter what plans you make, no matter what technology you, I don't care if you buy a plane. If you don't drive the fucking plane, once you have the plane, you will never get to a destination. So this is here to encourage you to forget about the perfection. Forget about others' opinions about you. Forget about the destination. Focus on the process. As you focus on the process, as you take step by step, you could just take one step in a perfect way. Perfect step. If you lay that brick perfectly, that is how you get to the perfect destination that you're seeking. And even the first brick doesn't even have to be perfect. Because yes, you could make a slight mistake, but as you make that slight mistake, you then know in the next brick that you lay what you could do better. And as you know what to do better, you naturally improve. Look, let this be proof that you should start today on whatever idea that you have created and that you have planned for. It doesn't matter what the name is, it doesn't matter what the logo looks like, it doesn't matter what the aesthetic is, you should start today, right now. After you listen to this podcast, right now, take your first step. Now, this will be the proof. In 1998, when Google was first founded by Larry Page and his co-founder, they first called the business Backrub. The logo was completely different. The name was completely different. The whole aesthetic of the webs of the search engine was completely different. However, 20 years later, no, Google is now worth over $300 billion. It is the largest search engine worldwide. What would have happened if they had procrastinated on their idea? Just because they didn't know what the name, what they should call Google, or if they didn't know what to have the branded logo as, or if they didn't know, or if they couldn't decide on what the aesthetic of the search engine should be, what would it be like? Their lives would be completely different. The whole world would be completely different. But because they executed on their idea, No matter how imperfect it was, their whole life has changed forever. And their families, and your family, my family, me, you, all of our lives have changed forever because of one idea. It doesn't matter about the aesthetics of anything. It's about the results. It's about the use case. It's about, you know, what's the true value of this? No matter what the name is, no matter what the aesthetic is, what is the true value of this product that I am about to sell or create or the platform that I'm about to build or the podcast that I'm about to create or anything? It doesn't matter. The proof is in the pudding. Another company, Nintendo. Nintendo was not originally called Nintendo. It was called Marufuku Company. That's completely different to what it was. And in fact, they actually changed their name twice. Apple, one of the largest tech companies in the world. When it was founded, it was first called Apple Computers, but then they changed it to Apple Incorporated because at first they were only selling computers. Over time, plans changed, Technology changed, ideas evolved, so they adapted. See, it doesn't matter where you are now. You can always adapt to later on. You do not need to be perfect now, because as you learn, as you evolve, you can change. You can reform your brand and image. You can reform your business plan and your business model. You can adapt and overcome. That is why you shouldn't listen to that perfectionist voice inside of your head that tells you that you should wait, that you should make everything perfect before you start. Because at the end of the day, as I'm making this podcast, it's not perfect. However, the value that you're taking in, this information I'm giving to you, it's going to motivate you, no matter what, to act upon those ideas that you have been sitting on, that you've been waiting on to give to the rest of the world. No matter how much I stutter and how much I stumble on my words, or how low the quality is, or how loud the surroundings are, and how loud these buses are, and the people are walking past me, you will hear the words that I'm speaking. And these words will touch you, and they will they'll plant a seed in your mind, borrowed so deep that you will take action as the fruits of the seeds that I plant grow. You will take action over time. Now, I thank you for listening to this first episode of the School of Higher Thought. I appreciate every single one of you for taking the time out of your day to listen. I hope you've been taking notes, whether it's mentally or on a piece of pen and paper. And I look forward to you listening to the next episode once it has been created and released. Thank you.